Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results are good. Took a little while, didn't look good for a while, but they get it done in 11 innings, a 5-4 Brewers victory, and send some of that energy and good karma straight east on 94 right down to the Fiserv Forum and get a win down there as well. Huge win. Comeback on reopening day. So opening day this year, they win in extras. Reopening day this year, they win in extras, and I couldn't feel happier for Keston Hiura. I mean, Keston, how about it? I mean, just called back up on Wednesday. They need him to do what he did today. He had a solo home run in the seventh inning to plate the first Brewers run and then walks it off in the bottom of the 11th. That was a bullet. And he gets it done. Welcome in, everybody. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 5-4 final. Brewers back to 10 games over 500. Put a little pressure on the Chicago Cubs. Speaking of which, they're going to be in play. Well, that game is done. That was a West Coast. I'm kidding. This was a long game today. My day started out with reading this morning about a Chicago Cubs no-hitter yesterday, and I about threw up. With Zach Davies involved. But this makes it a little better as the Brewers get the 11-inning victory, coming back down 4-0 in the seventh inning. Everybody else gets come-from-behind victories late in games, down 2, 3, 4, 5 runs. Where was it for the crew? They get theirs today. I'm still looking for that grand slam, too, by the way. But that's okay. I'll take this victory. 414-799-1250. If you want to react, reopening day at American Family Field, 31,140 to enjoy this one. And I will say this. You know, Corbin Burns certainly deserved a better fate. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. Dan Ausonia, the home plate umpire, did not have a good day today. He just didn't. There were a couple of bad calls on both sides a little bit, more skewed toward the Brewers in terms of bad calls. But, you know, I will say this about the crowd, you guys at American Family Field. Starting when the Brewers were down is when the energy started to spike up. I was pretty impressed. Now, again, it was a little bit of a holding pattern. You did get a spike of energy in the second and third. You had base runners. You know, you had a couple of base runners, first and third, one out. You can't score in that third inning. In the fourth inning, third and fourth. In the fourth inning, you had first and second, one out. You couldn't score. Then after that, it kind of settled down a little bit at American Family Field. But it got to be Keston Hiura's home run. That seventh inning really gave that building energy. Now, Craig Counsell did his best to zap it when it was a pinch hitter, Manny Pena, for Omar Narvaez, but they overcame that bad decision because that was a bad decision. There's no question. It was a bad move from Craig Counsell. But sometimes you overcome that kind of decision and you get the victory. But the energy level late in this ball game, I was really impressed with. Now, they didn't sell out. It was 31,140. But my goodness, the energy that was brought there. That I really believe that had something to do with this. I never gave up in this game. I will tell you that. And I do have some witnesses on this one as well. But even down 4-1, there was just something that told me there was something in the air. Something was going on at American Family Field. A little energy going around the city, that's for sure. And I believe in all that stuff to a degree. I really do. Now, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell. I'm sure we're going to hear from Keston here. I'd be surprised if he isn't, you know, front and center in a Zoom session here at the moment. But he gets it done. That solo shot in that seventh inning was huge to start the rally, start the turnaround. And what can you say about the clutch in a one Willy Adames? He does it in Colorado in the ninth against the Rockies. He does it in Milwaukee against the Rockies in the ninth inning. David Stearns looking good on that trade. Now, Trevor Richards, on the other hand, came over with Adames in that deal. Three runs in his performance today. But hats off to Jake Cousins. A couple of scoreless innings. You had Miguel Sanchez bail out Richards and minimize the damage there. And Corbin Burns, six innings today, allows one run on three hits, had a no-hitter through 5 1/3. Who jinxed it? Raise your hand if you jinxed it. An infield single, a scratch single cost him that. But I will say this, he wasn't going to go the distance in this one. The pitch count worked its way a little bit higher than he would have liked. And I think part and parcel to Dan Isonia behind the plate, because I do think he cost Corbin Burns some pitches there. I don't know how you miss some of these pitches here. You're the home plate umpire in Major League Baseball. Come on, guys. I want to get your reaction here. An exciting victory on reopening day for the Brewers over the Rockies to take game one of this three-game set and really set the stage for some good energy heading into the Fiserv Forum in game two, Hawks and Bucks. And by the way, after that game is done, Bart Winkler is in the building and ready to go for that one. Pick and save basketball post-game show. So a lot going on here in the city of Milwaukee in two different games. I feel good about the Bucks. I do. But I feel a little bit better after this one as the Brewers. Let's get into our game recap. By the way, if you want to just send some excitement into the radio and out those speakers, you can do so at 414-799-1250 as the Brewers get a walk-off 11-inning 5-4 victory, down 4-0 in that seventh inning. First inning, Corbin Burns. He gets an out, then a strikeout to Daza, goes 2-2 to Blackman, and here's where Isonia cost him a short start. Home plate umpire misses the call to make it a 3-2 count, then on the next pitch misses a better pitch for a strike. Burns walks him to face Story. He gets him 1-2. Isonia misses another pitch right there. I'm losing my mind. Dude, I think about pitch count early in an outing when you have Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta on the hill. This is how detailed you need to be with these studs on that mound. It's a little bit melodramatic to not give up runs, but yet you throw too many pitches. And this one is on the home plate umpire. Three up, three down for the crew. Strikeouts to Wong, Urias, Yelich. Boom, boom, boom into the second inning. By the way, a lot of strikeouts. Polish pipe bomb Jeff Orlowski has a grand total of strikeouts coming up in just a little bit. Burns, actually gets four outs in that second inning. A drop third to McMahon to lead off the inning. But ground ball, double play. Out of the inning, and scoreless through two with three strikeouts for Corbin. Base runners in that second inning after one out. Two strike base hits by Omar and Adames. Puts runners at the corners with the run out for JBJ. Come on. Nope, he strikes out on three pitches. Can't get the job done. Runner at third with less than two out. Keston, come on, baby. 0-2 works at 2-2, and he grounds out. Oh, boy. Into the third inning, Burns, a leadoff nine-pitch walk. And there you go again. Isonia missing a few pitches in there. Pitcher then bunts. Keston, a great play. He had a couple of great plays defensively in this one. He throws a bullet to second base for the first out. They turn the double play. It's overruled at first. He comes back to Burns does, a strikeout and a ground out. Putting up zeros is Corbin Burns to the bottom of the third inning. This intensifies. Corbin with a base hit to lead off the third inning. Wong, a strikeout on a pitch that Burns is not getting. Again, Isonia, what did you take the day off today? He's just having a bad day. Okay, everyone has him. Urias follows up with a base hit, first and second with the one out for Christian Yelich. And he strikes out. Avi strikes out. Again, first and third, one out. First and second, one out. They can't get the job done. 11-pitch inning for Corbin Burns in that fourth inning. He needed that. He was at 61 through the four. Putting up zeros, waiting for the offense at that point. Three up, three down for the crew in the fourth. Couple of more punch-outs. Gray, nine strikeouts through the first four innings of work. Burns hangs in there. A scoreless inning in the fifth. He's got six Ks. Come on, offense. Get going here into the bottom of the fifth inning. Two-out double by Colton Wong in that fifth inning. Another strikeout for the crew. 10 in the game into the sixth scoreless. Rockies finally get to Burns in the sixth inning after one out and no hits given up. Tapia with an infield single out. Scratch single. 5 1/3. No hit performance. Steals second base. That's important because the next guy, a base hit to plate him. Yeah, that stolen base really helped out the Rockies. Blackman then with an infield single. Two of the three singles, infield variety. One in, one out for Trevor Story. Pops it up. A huge out for Burns. Come on, finish your performance here. Goes full on McMahon. Throws the cutter and gets him. McMahon, not a good day today. More on that in a second here. 95 pitches for Corbin. Six innings of work. One run given up. Come on, offense. No answer for the Brewers. Off Yolis Chacin out of the pen for the Rockies. Another strikeout, 11 if you're keeping track at home for the Brewers hitters. Trevor Richards coming on, and here's where things got a little sideways. They get to him after one out, a base hit on two strikes, a wild pitch moves him over, and the Rockies make him pay for the wild pitch. RBI base hit makes it 2-0. Next hitter, 2-run shot, 4-0, and now we're thinking, well, maybe play for tomorrow. Go to the pen, Craig Counsell. Go get Miguel Sanchez to come in, makes his home debut. He allows a base hit. Now, I should check that. That was Richards that allowed another base hit. But Miguel Sanchez gets a fly out to end the frame. Four hits, three runs in that frame. One in the sixth and three in the seventh. They're down 4-0. Well, here's where the comeback starts, and here's where you guys really got into it. I am impressed, and even more impressed with Keston Hira in this. He barreled this one.
Hira, that's a shot. It is caught. Here comes Pena. Throw to the plate. Manny's in, and that's the ball game. The Brewers.
Well, that's the game. That's the game winner. But let's go back to the seventh inning. We got to hear Keston's second bomb of the 21 season.
Soon, that ball's hammered. Keston Hira, he'll send one way out of here. Oh, long home run. And the Brewers are on the board as Keston Hira goes deep. Bernie hits the slide. A very welcome sign right there for Keston Hira.
Indeed, he was all over that ball.
My goodness, from Bally Sports, Wisconsin, that had to feel so good for Keston Hira. Even though Brewers are down 4-1 into the eighth inning, Jake Cousins, this guy's been impressive. 1-2-3, a couple of punch-outs. Guys, he had two innings in Arizona in his Brewers debut with five strikeouts. He comes back in, pitches another scoreless frame with two more strikeouts. I mean, you have to be impressed with him. Is he the replacement for J.P. Feireisen? Huh? Maybe. Maybe. Brewers a little bit closer. Bottom of the eighth inning, leading off. It's Colton Wong.
Rockies usually Daniel Bard to close games. That ball's hit well right center. Wong sends it out of here. Colton Wong. Solo home run. And it's a two-run game in Milwaukee in the eighth.
Wow, it's good to hear BA back on Bally Sports Wisconsin as well. 4-2, so come back officially on. Ninth inning, Jake Cousins, scoreless again. Yeah, I mean, he's got four racks, eight strikeouts in a Brewers uniform. Bottom of the ninth inning, here we go, down two. Leadoff walk and a good battle by Omar Narvaez. It set the stage in the ninth, down two, man aboard for Willie Adames.
One ball, no strikes on Adames. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. We are tied.
And they come all the way back from 4-0 to tie it at 4 as Bradley Jr. and Keston Hira strike out. Tyrone Taylor hit by a pitch. But Colton Wong strikes out. More strikeouts. Into extras, though. They get it even. 4-4 into the 10th. Josh Hader, that automatic runner at second base, didn't matter. Throws a goose egg, sets the table for the bottom of the 10th inning. Wong out there at second. Urias strikes out. They intentionally walk Yelich to get to Avi. He strikes out. Ouch. Bud Black goes to get a lefty to face Omar. Two out, two on, bottom 10th. And instead of Omar, it's Manny Pena. Now, let me throw some numbers out there real quick before we hear the game winner here. Let's see. Manny Pena's overall this year batting 130 against lefties, which is why he was in there, why he was pinch hitting for Omar, because they brought a lefty in. Against lefties, he's hitting 156. 130 overall, 156 against lefties. Omar Narvaez hitting 302 overall, and against lefties, he's hitting 190. He is your second best hitter on this baseball team, Craig Counsell. There's no doubt in my mind he puts that ball in play and they may win the game in the 10th inning. A comebacker off the bat of Manny Pena ends that frame. Devin Williams on for the 11th inning. He gets a pop-up from Trevor Story. Huge first out. Strikes out Ryan McMahon. Now, I've heard the golden sombrero pipe bomb. You've heard of that, right? Four strikeouts for a batter, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. A new one on me from Jeff Levering. McMahon struck out in that 11th inning for his fifth K of the game. I've never heard this. He gets the Olympic rings in this game.
Yeah, I heard it. I love it. That's great.
That is awesome. But it's a baseball term that I've really never heard before. But, wow. Then C.J. Cron, a strikeout. Off Devin Williams. Now we get to the bottom of the 11th. Manny Pena, that runner at second base. Willie Adames, win it! Willie, win it! No, well, he almost did. A little more speed, maybe he does. He base hits him. First and third with nobody out. You got to win this game now. JBJ works a walk. Good for you, Jackie Bradley Jr. And it set the stage for Keston Hira.
Hira, that's a shot. It is caught. Here comes Pena. Throw to the plate. Manny! And that's the ball game. The Brewers win. Keston Hira with a sacrifice fly. And the Brewers walk off the Rockies on a Friday night.
Wow. As heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin, down 4-0. This one we'll remember. We remember opening day in extras. A walk-off there. Reopening day. Well, extras and a walk-off here. Wow, this took a lot out of me. It really did. But good for you guys that witnessed that at American Family Field. 414-799-1250. Are the Bucks in play yet? I don't even know what time it is.
Yep.
I'm so focused on the Brewers.
Yeah, they're still in the first quarter. They're up 6 now.
Okay, very good. We'll keep our eyes on that for you. We'll hear from Craig Council, Keston Hira, and more. You guys are listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove on 1250 AM The Fan, an Odyssey station.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove on The Fan. Call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Okay, let's get to some of your reaction here. A huge win for the Brewers. You know, in some regards, you look at the numbers here offensively and you wonder how they're doing it. I mean, you really, they're 10 games over 500 here. Again, what you're doing is you're taking care of those sheets off that calendar. You keeping on. That's what you're doing here. You would assume David Stearns or this offense, maybe organically from within, is going to be a lot better. Christian Yelich, Jackie Bradley, Keston here. Or they get help from the outside. 414-799-1250. How good do you feel for Keston Hira here? I mean, they need him. As I said last week, maybe this is what Keston needed, for the team to need him now. There's always pressure in professional sports. But sometimes you take that intangible and you say, you know, this might work for him. Just real quick before we get to you guys. A pipe bomb, you want to add up. Now, granted, an 11-inning affair here, Rockies and Brewers. Mm-hmm. It is 2021, so we have to consider the style of baseball that is played these days. But you want to tally up all the strikeouts in this game?
Well, I did, but I can't count that high. So I had my 8-year-old count them up. There were 31 strikeouts today.
Unbelievable.
Just brutal. Absolutely brutal.
It's just unreal. That bat cannot get to ball. It's just crazy these days and getting crazier. All right, let's get to you guys. 799-1250, 11-inning walk-off victory. Keston Hira gets it done. Down 4-0, 10 games over 500, 43-33. And Todd, you're first up. Pella Windows and Doors postgame show. What's going on?
Hey, howdy, boys. Yeah, hey, boy, for one, what a wonderful game. I maybe kind of believe, you know, Pipe and I were talking real briefly. It was like, boy, was it over before it was over? And, you know, just being, it probably was, but it wasn't. And how great was it for, you know, Timmy, like you said, for Keston? I can't believe any player would need it more than he did today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and kind of coming back up, and Vogelbach was playing really well, and unfortunately got hurt. And, I think it was fantastic for him and great for the team, and great for bringing it back from, you know, next to nothing and still believing in themselves that they had the chance.
Well, when did you think that things were going to turn here? Because I got to say, I'll admit sometimes when I wave the white flag, there's no question. I will just say this game does not feel like a win. This was not one of those games for me. So you kind of observe and you listen or watch games a little bit differently than everybody else. I felt that they could win this game, but it was game on. Really, when Colton Wong hit the home run, that's when the crowd that is when I think most of us believed that they could come back and win. When was it for you, Todd?
Yes, I totally agree with you, Timmy. It was a Colton Wong home run, and he's become one of my favorites. He really has. I mean, I like Vogelbach, and there's just certain reasons why you like players. But I think the very best acquisition of the Brewers was Colton Wong. And I would hope, I was talking to my wife, I'm like, you know, during the game, it's like, I would like to see certain players sign a little longer if they could get them now. And Colton would be my top priority.
All right.
And top choice.
All right, gotcha. Hey, Todd, you know, we've been talking for years. I will say this, that, you know, once we get, you know, a little bit more freedom, if you will, You know, this show will probably be at some point out and about. I got to meet you face to face. All right, so keep that in mind.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd love to meet you guys. I'd love to come down to the station. That would be a thrill, absolute thrill for me.
We'll meet you face to face sometime soon. All right, Todd. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. 799-1250 to John. John, you're next on the Fan.
Tim, you got me so fired up. I mean, you're just unbelievable. The contagious, never giving up. The guy that called in the middle of the week after the post game a couple days ago, getting really down on Keston Hira, and I'm in your corner. You don't give up on a ninth overall pick.
No.
You know, sometimes guys just struggle and then they come out of it. But I'm there with you. He was unbelievable today.
How can you, when you look at the number of games that the kid has played in, there's no way you can pull the plug on that, John. Again, I'm just amazed by the quick trigger on some of these opinions here. 84 games in 19. What did he play last year? Maybe, you know, 50-ish?
Yeah.
So do the math, and then where we're at here. He's probably, and we'll check these numbers for sure, but, I mean, he's had about a season's worth of baseball.
Well, it was funny. I was out on a walk, and I was following the game on Bleacher Report. When Colton Wong hit that home run, I'm like, 4-2, we got a chance. Then in the ninth inning, I checked my phone again, and it was flashing. I'm like, oh, my God, it's 4-4. And then when it got to the bottom of the 11th, when Jackie Bradley got up, I'm like, God, I hope he just gets out or walks. Sure enough, because Keston was coming up, and I was like, he's going to walk it off. And if you look at his swing on that ball, if the outfield was playing normal depth, that's a hit. But if you look at that swing, he really put the barrel of the bat on it. I mean, it was a really good hit. So
That was a Keston barrel-to-ball skill right there. And we noticed that in his first game. This past Wednesday, his approach looked a little bit different. There was a little more confidence in there.
Hey, Tim, okay, I'm going to sign off, but I got to tell you right now, Keston Luff, I just got that Hira Luff. Let's go, Brewers, all right.
There you go. All right, thanks for the
night. Go
yeah,
Bucks.
You too, 799-1250. Can we get a Bucks update? What are they doing? Well,
right now they are at 34-28. They are winning at the end of the first quarter.
All right, still up six. I understand they started out 4-for-4 from beyond the arc. So we'll take that, certainly. 799-1250. Roger, you're next here on the Fan. 5-4-11.
How you doing, guys? You know, I'm kind of curious. When it comes to you determining if it's a big game, do you base that on, like, the opposing pitcher or just relate it to the standings? I certainly I would have been disappointed in this game given the pitchers they threw at us, and but I didn't take it for granted because, you know, these home wins don't come necessarily that easy.
It's a great question, and I was just thinking about it today. Roger, thanks for the call. It is a good question because in baseball and really any sport, any given day, anybody can beat anybody. We all know the old adage. But over the course of time, those things tend to go away a little bit. For example, this was a bigger game because you got one of your guys that you expect to keep you in the game and give you the best chance to win the game. This is a percentage of a chance to win the game. That's Corbin Burnes right there. This isn't a Brett Anderson. This isn't an Eric Lauer. This is not a Josh Lindblom. That's a Corbin Burnes right there. The one thing I was disappointed with, in earlier today, thinking about what really is a bigger game. Games 1 and 2, a 4-game set at Colorado. The Rockies are not a good team overall. Can they win on any given day? For sure. You lost 2 games, and it was Woody and Burnes against one of the worst teams. Now, at home, yeah, you can do the splits. They're pretty good at home. They're 6-28 coming into this game on the road. That's horrendous. And you have Corbin Burnes. That makes it big. That makes the expectations higher. I'll give you another example. Earlier in the season, you go to Kansas City to face the Royals, interleague play. In a two-game set, you've got Woody and Burns, and you lost both of those games. It's those four games that make you look back and say, you know what, okay, I'll give you anybody on any given night, but man, to lose four of them to not good teams. That's part of the determination of a bigger game. Certainly, we have some big games coming up starting Monday. Pipe Bomb can attest to that. Starting Monday, those are big games. Those are two-game swings. These guys, Cubs and Brewers I'm talking about, don't overlook the Rockies because you just split with them. Don't overlook them. But you've been going toe-to-toe, back and forth with this Chicago Cub team. You're going to tell me that that isn't a bigger series than another series or a bigger game than another game? There are bigger games. Do you buy that, Pipe Bomb? Or, you know, Ned Yost said, it's the first three games of the year. It really doesn't mean much. That's wrong. That's just flat out wrong. And that was a Cubs series, too.
Yeah, no, of course I believe that. You know, I'm the one saying here in April that the games all count the same. You know, it doesn't matter if it's April, May, June, that they do in August and September. So, of course, you know, there are huge games early in the season. This is one. The Cubs series is another. You know, but I just love baseball, so every game's a big game.
Yeah, it is, and I generally speaking look at that. But if you had to, as Roger pointed out, if you had to determine what might be bigger, because we all know one thing, that you're not gonna win every game.
Right.
So you in theory you just in our conversation's sake, you would have to say, ooh, that's a big series right there.
And well, it's a big
Pittsburgh
game. You know, you go into this, it's reopening day, 100% capacity, all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, you enter the game tied for first place with the Cubs. This way, you pick up the win, and now you put the pressure on the Cubs tonight. Obviously, they had their, you know, headline success last night against L.A., but it's still the Dodgers. So you put it, you know, put the pressure on the Cubs to match the Brewers and match their win.
If this day, if this calendar day, and the way it aligned here, an 11 inning victory, 5-4, and you take a half game lead going into the Cubs Dodgers tonight, we'd be going crazy with pennant race baseball and scoreboard watching all over the place. But you're right. What's the difference between lifting this, plopping it down on September 24th, it's the same thing.
Yep.
It's the same thing. That's crazy. All right, take a break here. Do you know if Keston spoke?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him speak yet.
Okay, let's check it out. We'll just confirm yay or nay on that. But we will hear from Craig Counsell on the other side. If you guys want to jump in, 414-799-1250. Brewers are 10 over, 43-33. Down 4-0 in this game in the seventh inning. Keston starts the comeback and ends the comeback. Seventh inning homer, 11th inning walk-off sack fly. Cappella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
I could not be happier for Keston Hira, and I'm not sure it was a good idea to send him down in the first place, but okay, I understand. Young player, you know, is humbled a little bit and then gets back on track. We're going to hear from Keston Hira coming up in just a little bit. Bucks up 14 just a couple of minutes ago, so that's a good thing. Might be a good day in the city and the state here in the world of sports. The Brewers 11-inning, 5-4 victory walking off is Keston Hira. He started the rally down 4-0, solo homer in the seventh inning. He got the barrel on the ball in the 11th inning, bases loaded situation, nobody out, and man, I tell you, I don't know what I would have thought had he struck out, or the Brewers would have came up empty right there. That would have been
heartbreaking. That would have,
yeah, maybe rant time. It might have been on this offense, you know, in that kind of situation. You got to come through and get that done some way, shape, or form. And they did that today. 10 games over 500 at the 43-33 mark, not their high water mark, but still hold and serve there, hanging around that 10 game over 500 mark. Maybe you dip down to 7 over on your hot streak. You go up to, you know, 12 or 13 or so. But good stuff. Reopening day today. Keston Hira on the way, and let's get to Craig Counsell. He's got to be pretty pleased with this comeback.
Greg, we were just talking to Keston about he only had two outfielders, yet he managed to line a ball right to one of them. And was there any question that you got to send Manny?
Well, I thought it was great base running by Manny. Not an easy play for Manny to read and to get any. You got to get right back to the base because the ball was hit so hard. So I thought Manny, and you just got to rely on your instincts there. And I thought he did a great job and probably as fast as I've ever seen him run. I told him he discovered he's got a new gear today because and I thought he did a nice job getting home. Tapia was not deep. He was kind of on his heels because the ball was hit so hard. But great base running by Manny.
He had an interesting inning there too, Craig, because on Willie's single, you know, Jason held him up. That's Willie just kind of hit it too hard, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty easy one, I thought. But with nobody out, you take your chances on what happens next. But, it was a good send. And I don't think that – I think that's one of them where the base runner just got to make the call there. There's not much time for Jason really to you know, get in his ear, really.
Sorry, Sophia. I was just going to say, so on that one play, Craig, two guys who needed something so bad, good, personally, Manny and Keston. You know, it's – baseball can be so tough at times, but redeeming at other times. And those two guys had to have had big smiles on their faces after that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a big spot for Keston. And he had a nice day helping us come back. And then it's, you know, it's an at bat where, you know, you got to put the ball in play. I mean, see what happens if you put the ball in play and you hit a ball really hard. So, and that, look, we've talked about before, you're in a slump. You just want to contribute to a win. And that starts to turn it around. And, you know, they both did a nice job of that today.
Craig, I was just going to ask you about the job that the bullpen did to give you a chance to win, especially Jake Cousins again.
The guys did a great job. Jake was filthy again, really. I mean, it's exciting what he's shown in his first two appearances. Definitely something to build on. And, you know, his hitters are showing they don't like facing him. That's for sure. And then the other, Josh and Devin, you know, you start with the man on second in both innings for him and nothing happens. And it's really hard to do. Their guy did a nice job in the top of the 10th or the bottom of the 10th. Our guys did it twice. And that's really hard to do.
Craig, how about the offense just keeping at it throughout the course of the day? John Gray was pretty much dominating there. He comes out, and then all of a sudden you guys are able to string some stuff together there.
Yeah, John Gray was good. I mean, the fastball was that was as good a fastball as we've seen from John Gray. I mean, it was hot. You know, it was big, big velocity and just getting on hitters for sure. I was glad when he left the game. You know, I thought, you know, we might have a chance to start scoring some runs when he left the game. And then it was quiet and we got behind a little bit, but we had hit a couple homers to make the ninth inning tough on Bard. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to put up a zero in the top of the ninth to make it tough on Bard. And Cousins did a great job of doing that. And then Willie done what he's, and he's had a lot of big moments already. I mean, it's been 6 weeks probably. And I mean, I've lost track of all the big moments he's had already.
Craig, to his credit, Willie commended Omar for that at bat he had in front of him. Just, you know, stayed alive for so long until he finally got on base. That was a heck of an, you know, we saw him do that crazy one the other night, but he wasn't rewarded. This time he was.
Yeah, he did in Colorado the other day. You're right. and it was. You know, the inning doesn't happen without that at bat as well. So that's offense. That's the circular part of offense. It was just as important as the home run.
Craig, has it crossed your mind that you've had two walk-off extra inning opening day victories this year? You're usually capped at one.
Yeah, my year. Excited to get to write a note about it. I think it. We've had two improbable victories for sure. Trailing and fighting our way back, and great relief appearances from guys. So, a good way to start a series and a good way to start this stretch.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
You know, Craig right there mentioned it's a good way to start a series. Agreed. I like tone setting. I'm all about that early in games, or early in series, early in homestands or road trips. I'm all for that. This is a stretch of 17 consecutive days, 17 games here, right to the All-Star break. And he's right. The off day yesterday did give him a little respite. They had played 16 games in 16 days prior to that. So it's a big run, and it does. I think a lot of fans just think it's just a baseball game. You can play every day. Don't worry about it. But it does kind of toll on a management of a bullpen, for example. So it is a pretty important stretch here heading into the All-Star break. And don't look now, just overall, the Brewers have won 5 of their last 6 games. So starting to win some ball games, and that thus why they're 10 games over. Okay, so they're down 4-0. Corbin Burns, no-hitter after 5 1/3. They get a 2 of the next 3 hitters had infield singles. The one plate's a run. And they're down 1-0 after 6 innings, and then they tack on against Trevor Richards. They get 3, and it's 4-0, and then Keston hits a home run in the 7th inning. Crowd starts really getting into it. Colton Wong then hits a homer in the 8th inning. Crowd really jazzed up. Now you got a chance at it, down 2 in that 9th inning. And Willy Adames, for the second time in a week, a 2-run 9th inning home run against the Colorado Rockies. The first was to give them the lead. This one was to tie, keep them in the game. It's sending the game into extras. That was a huge hit from Willie. Then it gets into extras. Josh Hader, Devin Williams, they do their share of the heavy workload late, and it set the table. Adames, a base hit in that 11th inning. You had JBJ with a walk. It set the table for our ABC Audio Video play of the game. Keston Hira, as I said, homered in that 7th, and he ends the game in the 11th.
Hira, that's a shot. It is caught. Here comes Pena. Throw to the plate. Manny's in, and that's the ball game. The Brewers win. Keston Hira with a sacrifice fly, and the Brewers walk off the Rockies on a Friday night.
There it was on Bally Sports Wisconsin. We're not done yet here on The Fan. We're going to hear from Keston Hira, and in, I would say, an hour and a half or so, hour and 45 or so, Bart Winkler bookending the day's broadcasting. He had his morning show this morning. He's got the Pick and Save basketball postgame show following what looks to be, I shouldn't say it, well, following game 2.
Don't jinx it.
I know that. Bucks-Hawks, game 2, Eastern Conference Finals. What is set up to be a big day in Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin sports here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway and Union Grove. Brewers win in 11, 5-4 final.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Brewers get the 5-4 victory in 11 innings. And I will say this, I couldn't be happier for Keston Hira. And those of you that are just wondering, you know, I've heard the ship him out and maybe you got to trade him. I will say this, that Craig Counsell told me several years ago, I asked him, when do you get a good read on a young hitter? I mean, at what point do you get a good read? Is it a number of years? Is it, you know, a number of plate appearances? And he said right around that 1,500 mark of appearances. Keston Hira is nowhere near that. You know, 1,500 is like, almost three full seasons of baseball. That's when you get a pretty good read on an offensive player. So just keep that in mind. I mean, yeah, has he had his struggles? For sure. But he's a far better hitter than he has shown this year. And I think some of these guys, it's much the same as what, on a pitcher's side of things, what Corbin Burnes went through in 2019, where, I mean, it just was a disaster. And sometimes these guys, that's their first bout of adversity ever in the game of baseball. From Little League to all the way up through high school, college, and their professional careers, they never really get humbled to the point where it's like they doubt themselves. So let's, I mean, I'll just go by what Craig Counsell said on the determination of when is it time to kind of get an accurate reading. All right, so Keston has had his problems, but not today. He had a solo home run in the seventh inning, the walk-off sac fly, and that was a bullet in that 11th inning. Let's hear from the Brewers first. And by the way, he did play a really good first base again today. I don't think his defense at first has been as bad as his second base defense, just saying. But let's hear from Keston Hira, the Brewers first baseman.
Keston, just how good did it feel to have two big at-bats today that helped this team win?
It felt great. Obviously, just trying to build off of, you know, that first game in Arizona and be able to bear a ball and, especially, good pitches being hit. And now just really excited to be able to square up those balls and at least contribute. So I felt good.
You know, what's crazy is they only had two outfielders out there. You managed to hit a line drive right at one of them, and it still worked.
Yeah, honestly, I had no idea where they were playing. I knew there was a five-man infield. I knew there was two guys in the outfield. So, obviously, my thing was just, drive a ball to the outfield. And then worst case, I mean, the tag on a ball, if it happens to go to them. So when I hit it, so I thought it was a base hit at first. And then I realized Cappy was playing right there. And obviously he's playing shallow because you have a runner at third. So as soon as he caught it, I was like, oh no, please go. But no, it was good. I was just looking to drive a ball, be aggressive in that at bat. And, I was able to put the ball, bat on the ball.
Will you compliment Manny on his speed now? Or
what? Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, never a doubt in my Ryan's. He was chugging down that line. So I think in that situation you got to test it and kind of make a good throw. And it's hard to make a good throw. So props to Manny for getting back, on a line drive and tagging on that.
Keston, after that near miss in Arizona, how good did that homer feel today?
Felt really good. I know we needed the wind out in Arizona in the dome to blow that one out. But no, it felt really good. He got me down pretty good on two pretty good sliders. And I think, he was trying to extend that one and he just left it kind of little off over the plate. And, at that point, I'm just trying to put the ball in play. And, it felt good to come off the bat and, see it go over. So, but yeah, in that situation, I was just trying to stay aggressive and be able to put the ball in play.
Yes, I think one moment that might be missed was that pick that you had on Urias's throw from third base there. You know, defense is such a not focus of your game. How have you been able to do so well over there defensively?
Well, I mean, I think this year I've, prided myself even more on trying to accomplish, being good over at first base. It's a different position and, it happened right before spring training. So, I got comfortable over there pretty quickly. And, as an infielder, you're it's hard to throw a ball over there. And, you know, you want all faith in your first baseman to make any type of play, any type of catch over there. So, you know, I just, you know, we just still made a great play and threw it over there, and, you know, I was able to pick him up. So that's always how it works. And he's going to pick me up plenty of times as well. So, but no, yeah, definitely in that situation, you know, it, just trying to, you know, make that clean pick and, you know, keep that runner on the bases.
Keston, Willie's had so many big hits. Willie Adames, so many big hits since he's joined the team. What was it like in the dugout when he hit that two-run homer?
Oh, my gosh, it was electric. You know, ever since he came over his team, he just brought that electricity. There's never a bat, you know, that he has that it's not good and there's a chance for him to do damage. And in that moment, you know, he rose to it, and like he always does. And, you know, we're glad to have him on our side and, you know, bring all that energy. So, you know, he came up huge for us in that ninth inning, and obviously his defense as well, you know, making great plays at shortstop. So, yeah, he's doing pretty good, I'd say.
There he is, Keston Hira. And I will say this, that I know it's June, but let's play the if game on the way out here. Let's leave you on a high note.
Okay.
By the way, the Bucks up 32 at the half. Let's leave you on a high note here. It is the weekend, for crying out loud. You got to be left on a high note. If that dude, Yelich, get going, we look at this offense with any improvement from JBJ. We look at this offense a little different in a month and a half. Don't we, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, with Lorenzo Cain, when he comes back, we're going to look at it differently too. But, yep. You know, JBJ and those guys and Keston, you know, they got to get going.
They just do. The start is over. We're in this thing now. We're well into this thing. There's a big monster bite of the season that's already been had. We're approaching the halfway mark.
I know. And I think Craig Counsell, he should definitely take out Willie Adames and Keston Hira for dinner tonight, because they saved his bacon by winning this game with the stupid pull of Omar for Manny Pineapple.
Well, I'm sure he'll take him out of the lineup, because that's the best way to cool these guys down tomorrow.
And, oh, yeah, he'll get a day off.
First pitch, 3:10. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. By the way, in maybe an hour and 20 minutes or so, it is the Pick and Save basketball postgame show. Bart Winkler is going to be talking about hopefully a Bucks victory, Game 2 Eastern Conference Finals. Bucks on their journey for a championship for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. For the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, we'll see you tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch. My name is Tim Allen. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the Bucks game. Enjoy Bart's show and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.